Are you just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Yes, it is indeed. How are you going, Amy?
Hey, good. I'm good.
And who have we got in today?
Today we've got Phil Brough, who's got a film, who's directed a short film, Fire in Cardboard City, which is playing at the International Showcase section of Animation Now. International Showcase.
Yes, exciting.
Why is it in the International Showcase section?
I'm not sure. Actually, all the other films come from somewhere else. I think it might be the only New Zealand one.
Ah, yes. Okay, so just a little bit of info about the film itself. When a city made entirely from cardboard catches fire, it's up to the local fire chief and his brave deputies to save Cardboard City and its citizens from impending doom.
Yes.
That's great. That's great.
Thanks.
You've had a long creative work history with co-writer and producer Matt Heath, who used to be a breakfast host here on 95BFM and now hosts Hierarchy Breakfast. You're a core member of the historical Back of the Y, cast as Spanners Watson, and you've previously collaborated with Heath on, most recently actually, this is quite a few years ago, the music video for Delete Delete, What Do You Take Me For?
Yep.
Which went viral. The video game animation style was akin to Commodore 64/Pentium PC computer graphics with slick production, but also an endearing lo-fi edge, which I believe you've become a master of, Phil.
Thanks.
Fire in Cardboard City takes this lo-fi/hi-fi juxtaposition to the next level, producing an endearing 8-minute animation of childlike cardboard cutouts losing their shit in a technically sophisticated manner when fire breaks out in their prized metropolitan Cardboard City. How did the concept come about?
Actually, there was this thing called Star Wars Uncut, where there was this project where people around the world would like submit in like 15 seconds of a segment from Star Wars that you'd select a segment and then you just make it in any style you want, and then they were going to cut the whole thing together. And I did like the opening shot where the Star Destroyer flies over, and just made it out of cardboard and chuck some fire and stuff on there.
Some high-tech fire graphics.
Yeah. No, it's real fire footage stuck on some 3D animation.
Yeah.
And that got into it, and it's like, hey, that's cool, and started building a city. And then Matt was like, hey, it'd be cool if it caught fire. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of went from there.
So, one of the things I found most refreshing about the medium you've chosen is that in the context of a child's mind, it's like the Cardboard City is like, a kid might have an afternoon craft session where they make a person in a car.
Yeah.
And maybe an animal or something.
Yeah.
And you've just taken it to the ultimate level where you've got Harbour Bridge, the Civic, tree-lined streets filled with cars, like just all sorts of things going on. How long did it take you to like cut it all out?
Well, it was just sort of modelling it all in 3D. And
how do you mean modelling it?
It's just like, well, it's like 3D modelling. So you get a cube, essentially. This is how I do it, and you do something called extruding it, and you slowly just reshape it until it's just like sculpting, but in a 3D package.
So did you ever cut anything out?
No.
I
drew a few things and coloured them in and scanned them, but then that just took ages. So then I made these brushes in Photoshop, and that way I could just draw and colour stuff in, like just get cardboard images and just draw on, and it was a hell of a lot easier.
Wow, I thought from looking at it, it looks like you've made all these miniature little stages.
Hell no.
And then you've moved them with rotoscoping, and I was like, whoa, that's insane, man.
No. It was all pretty much all motion capture as well, which was made a lot easier, because that was a lot of the, initially when I sort of started making it, and then it became too annoying, so I stopped.
Yeah.
Because it was like, God, it's going to take forever to animate this. And then there was, my mate found this thing where you'd get two Microsoft Kinects and this program, and you could do motion capture. and we had some connects, so we went and did that. And
oh, wait, you're so losing me. This is so I'm so impressed by your nerdery and skill in this.
You know what motion capture is?
Is that when people have little dots on them and then you video
don't,
it?
With the Kinect thing, you don't need it. You just stand there in like a T-pose, which is where you stand with your arms out, sort of like Jesus.
Yeah.
And then you... And it sort of maps your body, and then you move around, and it records it all, and then you apply it to a rig, and so whatever motion you've done will apply to the rig, which is the 3D character, and so then it's a bit messy, and you do a bit of cleanup on it.
Yeah.
And it saves you hours and days, except for some of the things, like at one point he falls miles and hits his back and shit. And so
how did you do that?
Just keyframe animation.
Oh, yeah.
But that was... Some of those things are really easy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I find things like people falling kind of easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, people moving is just... sometimes it works, but usually you'll do it once and you're like, this is terrible, and then you try again and then, well, this is what I do. And then I'm like, I'm going to put this down for a while because it's too awful.
Yeah, and it makes... Yeah, and you lose the love for it, and then it becomes laboured and loses. So just technically, you work professionally as a digital... Well, actually, what I was going to say, a digital animator, but it's probably not the correct term, right?
Like 3D animator and motion graphics.
And you used to have your company Effective Effects.
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
Yeah, but we call it Vinewood.
Ah, so you've changed it to Vinewood.
We realised the name was a bit stupid, and then people might...
I see. I love it, but I do know what you mean. It's like...
We had a good tagline. That was if it's an effect and it's not effective, it's not Effective Effects. But, yeah. We realise people be like, these guys are dicks.
Yeah,
so they
it's
hire
annoying,
us.
Eh? So you were funded. You're funded by the New Zealand Film Commission.
Yeah.
And it's rumoured, and I'm not 100% sure of this fact, that this took 6 years.
Well,
I know you. I know your studio was above the Golden Dawn.
Yeah,
so
that slowed things down.
Yeah. And I was gonna. I assumed that was also because there was a lot of cardboard cutting. Because I just don't know what I'm doing. But did you get much hassle from the commission?
Just about in the middle, they were like, "What are you doing?" Because we hadn't done bugger all, and then sort of got onto it, and not really. Like they were really supportive and good, but it was just like at one point I think we'd done bugger all, and then we sort of got. But it just took ages to kind of get the thing ready to go. And then once it was, you know, building all the assets and putting it together. And then once that was done, it was kind of...
Moves quickly.
Moved quicker. It was still super slow. Like, yeah, every shot had a problem and wouldn't work and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, just before we go, because we've got not much time left, you've got a star-studded cast.
Mm.
I'm just trying to find my list of the star-studded cast. You've got... Well, you've got... Lee Hart, Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells.
Yeah.
What characters are they playing? Are they the ones you just... Well, no, tell me.
Lee's the main character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Matt and Jeremy have like one line each.
What lines?
Sorry and sorry.
Oh, those are great lines.
Yeah, thanks. And and then there's Ella Wilkes, who was in The Tribe.
Yep, oh yes.
And Anna Hall. And
I just lost my train of thought. That's great. Just a quick one before we go. You've got kids now. Your friends have kids.
Yeah.
When Johnny Depp had kids, he started acting in pirate movies. Is this a bit of a Johnny Depp move for you?
I don't know. I guess so. Well, I didn't put any swearing in it or anything because it's like it'd be cool if kids could watch it.
Yeah.
Still kind of violent, but only in a stupid way.
Yeah. It's great. It's wonderful. So that's screening next week.
Screening on Saturday too at the Academy at 8. That's the Animation Now thing. And then next week at the 8 Plus Kids thing at the Civic at
4:15.
10:30 a.m.
Oh, really?
And then it might be... I should double-check everything.
I've got here that it's on at the 17th of July at 4:15.
Oh, I know, you're right. Yeah, but on the 22nd
at
the Civic, 10:30 a.m. And that'll be a good one because that's like all the kids' films and...
Yeah. Sweet ass. All right, that's awesome. We'll go to nziff.co.nz for more info. Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.